jury convicts Michael Jacks of driving a dump truck while on methamphetamine in 2010 and killing four motorcycle riders.
The jury duly impaneled and sworn upon our oaths to find the defendant, Michael John Jacks, on the charge of manslaughter, Daniel Lewis Butler, as follows. Guilty.
Senator John McCain optimistic about Arizona's recovering housing market, but he says he's not as thrilled about the chances for the rest of the country.
Between now and the few weeks that we're going to remaining in session in September, I don't see a lot of pressure for movement. I don't see movement on anything.
State Treasurer Doug Ducey opposes Prop 204, proposed 1 cent permanent increase in the state sales tax.
We don't need the money. In my role as state treasurer, I can tell you we have $1.2 billion in the operating account.
Peoria police looking for help identifying suspects who ripped off a daycare center.
These toys are very large.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic is a service of Office Depot. We still have that closure Greenway at 56th Street. Look for a collision 75th Avenue north of Thomas. We have another accident, this one 7th Street at Broadway. Office Depot has incredible back-to-school specials, plus the latest technology and coolest supplies. Office Depot, we save you time. Again, that's from the good folks at Office Depot. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. After that good rain last night, we'll take a break tonight for monsoon activity. However, we'll have some scattered in and around the central and southern deserts. Highs tomorrow 105, but with increased cloud and moisture content. Friday, we're only 100. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently here in Midtown, we're at 96 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
GEICO presents 15 Minutes to Building a Better Community. I'm Tom Jeans. The Wounded Warrior Project was started by veterans to help fellow service members returning home wounded from recent wars. The program initially provided comfort items, but now is a complete rehab effort assisting veterans as they transition back to civilian life. If you have 15 minutes to help, go to woundedwarriorproject.org. 15 minutes could also save you 15% on your auto insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or geico.com.
Get out to Laughlin, the city that's yours for the taking. Raring to race down the river on jet skis? Looking for a fun place to shop? Ready to dance the night away to the best live bands? Put your stamp on Laughlin in whatever way you like. Our wonderful activities, great accommodations, and unbeatable prices will leave you feeling like you own the place. There's no better time to make Laughlin yours. Book now at visitlaughlin.com.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
Thank you for that sterling introduction, Chet. And it's amazing, every week it sounds the same, so I appreciate that. We're here today, as always, on Legalese, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm here with Jack Willinchek, who serves as my sidekick. And Jack just got finished trying his first case after taking the bar and
Congrats.
Did it all on his own.
Thank
yeah,
you.
And won. And we're also here in studio with Sheriff Paul Babiu. I hope I pronounce that right because I
right.
know everybody probably doesn't. And the sheriff has been on our show previously, but not in studio. And that was just for commentary, but now he's actually running again for sheriff, and we're going to talk to him over the next hour about his background, his life, some of the challenges that he's had and faces, and some of the great things that he's done, and who he's running against, and what's going on down there in Pinellas County. And, Sheriff, welcome to our show,
Thank
first
you.
Of all.
That's great to be back on.
Yeah, and I just want to say, because I know she's listening, my secretary mentioned before I left that she's a fan of yours. So she,
great.
She mentioned that to me, so
awesome.
I wanted to pass that on.
Hello, and thanks for the support.
Yeah, right. But anyway, coming back to your background, you've served for over 20 years in the military, the Army National Guard, entering as a private, retiring with the rank of major, which is certainly impressive. You have an associate degree in law enforcement, a bachelor's degree in history and political science, a master's of public administration, graduated from Arizona Law Enforcement Academy as the number one overall police recruit and was voted by his fellow officers as the class exemplary officer, which always says a lot, named America's 2011 Sheriff of the Year, selected by his colleagues in the National Sheriffs Association. And this is incredible. I was saying off air, I didn't realize this. He leads a department of 700 full-time employees, which is far larger than I thought. And Sheriff Bebue won his first term in 2008 in a landslide victory. He's the first Republican sheriff elected in the history of Pinal County, which is incredible.
That says a lot.
Yeah, that does. That says it all. Now, first of all, Sheriff, you are, before we get into the race ring, you are one of 11 children.
Yes.
That
I'm
had
the
to be some household.
It is. I joke with friends sometimes because of number 10. That's the only time in my life that I was a 10 in anything.
Right, right.
But my parents literally live two streets from me, and I see them every day.
Wow.
And my mom and dad are absolute blessings in my life, and they're 80, 81.
Wow.
And love them dearly.
Well, I know Jack's grandmother listens to the show regularly. She's past that, I think, although I shouldn't say that. She'll probably kill me at the end of this. But, you know, it's a wonderful thing, really.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, that's really what you have to rely on is your family at the end. Now, but you grew up in Massachusetts, correct?
Yes.
And Massachusetts, generally known for its liberal attitudes. I used to own a house in Massachusetts, actually.
What town?
We were in East Orleans, which is on the Cape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been down there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area, actually, but a little tough to get to. But and my recollection in many years living there, you know, in the summers, it's very, very liberal in its attitudes, which is kind of amazing that Mitt Romney was also governor there, which is incredible also. But what actually shaped your conservative values?
Well, certainly my family. And a lot of people love to talk about character and integrity and all of those things. And clearly for me, that my mom and dad, we're a blue-collar family. My dad served in the Korean War, was a sergeant, was a lineman. And he grew up in that day and age as being 81,
yeah.
Where service before self. And always gave back to the community. We were raised as a devout Catholic family back in Massachusetts. Democrats.
Yeah.
And my dad,
it's
was
kind of redundant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they voted. They loved John Kennedy.
Right.
And we were like a lot of families back then. And when Ronald Reagan came around, and this is the story we hear so often, and I remember that's when our entire family became Ronald Reagan Republicans,
yeah.
Because he spoke to the essence, broke down some of those traditional barriers. It's almost politics and party affiliation is almost like religion for so many people, that what you were and what you were raised as, hey, that's where you're going to be and the rest of your life. And it takes huge challenges. And I believe that we're in one of those election years in 2012 where we need to look at who we really are. What is the essence of who we are as Americans? What are our individual beliefs as Americans? And to say, regardless of party affiliation, where do we stand and where do we want our country to go? 1980 was one of those years, and I know for a fact that that's when my entire family voted for Ronald Reagan, and I was always active.
I got to tell you, that's
almost
identical to my situation. I was actually a Democratic precinct person, you know.
Really?
Big Kennedy fan, met Ted Kennedy, was really impressed by him.
I met him several times back there in
Massachusetts. And he was I want to say this because I became a Republican during the Reagan era, too, for the very same reasons. I really was fed up with Jimmy Carter. I couldn't stand the guy. But anyway, having said that, Reagan brought that charisma that John F. Kennedy had, you know, that same ability to communicate and make us feel better about ourselves, which in the Carter administration just wasn't there. I mean, we all felt terrible about America.
Right.
But having said that, I agree with you. Ronald Reagan himself, of course, was a Democrat.
Right.
Let's not forget that either.
Well, he spoke to the not just to the essence of a free market and capitalism, but they were aspirational leaders.
Right.
And this
That's
is where, in the end, what we've seen over the past few days with Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan is they're going in that same direction. And while the president has unleashed the dogs of war onto Romney and Paul Ryan to demonize and to think that that's their path to victory is to destroy your opponents
right.
at all costs. That's their only path to victory. And Mitt Romney, to his great credit, he's showing some significant backbone to stand up and fight.
Yeah.
People want to see this guy who has a starchy collar to take off the gloves and say, I'm going to stand up for America. I'm going to stand up for myself. This fight must be won.
Well, you know, there's an interesting – while you're on that, there's an interesting article. I know we're not talking about your office per se, but then who cares? I mean, we can talk about anything.
Sure.
You know, I read an article today about this that, you know, I read the Pulse News and you read a lot of articles. Mm-hmm. But one thing that struck me was that this Joe Biden,
yes,
who to me is the worst, and he is just like a rabid dog out there. And he goes out there and he says things that were he not a Democrat – were he a Republican saying these things, he'd be booted out of office in a minute, right?
Clearly.
But because he's a Democrat, because for whatever reason there's a double standard, he can say these outrageous things and get away with it.
The only thing, the only repercussions is there may be some distancing, but there's a wink and a nod and say, right on, Joe. Way to go. Keep hitting him.
That's right. And that's what's the problem. That's what Mitt Romney, you're saying, is responding to. And let's talk about you. We got about 2 minutes before our first break. But in that same vein, you've taken a lot of hits in your life, and you understand what it's like to deal with the press and all of their garbage.
And I'm still standing.
And you're still standing. And that's the whole point, is that you got to keep still standing.
Right.
You can't let them get to you. That's what I think anybody who's been attacked by the press realizes. They don't win in the end if you just keep being out there. But in that same vein, you're fighting back. You're not taking it. Now, you did step down from the congressional race.
Yes.
But was that because you felt you were better off just staying sheriff?
There's a number of considerations there. In the end, where this year, the last five, six months, we've been under almost like a carpet bombing, and namely headed up by the New Times and the other New Times, the Arizona Republic, which is on a fast track to becoming TMZ print journalism.
Either that or fast track becoming irrelevant.
Yes. Their new business model. Yes. They're about to collapse,
in
other
words. We need to get paid because nobody wants to pay us, right?
Right. So what's going to happen, and this is where a lot of what were personal matters in my private life were brought forward in an effort to harm me, to destroy me politically.
Which has absolutely no relevance to anything.
It doesn't.
Disgusting.
And for myself being gay and being a Republican, being a conservative, they cannot stand that.
Right.
And so they're saying they had this big dramatic outing. Well, I wasn't outed. I was open to my family and to my friends, and there wasn't
just
any
irrelevant
scam. It is irrelevant. And then here's where all this drama was built up. And then countless subsequent attacks and literally almost made up things.
Now,
last
question before we take this break, and we'll come back to this. Do you think if you were a Democrat, that would have been the same approach?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what
I think. There would have been a completely different approach.
Right.
And so it became a huge distraction for me, quite honestly. And it took away from not only my message, my ability to get out there and to communicate and to wage a political effort, and it was all, this is our chance to get him.
Right.
And there were some huge considerations in the office of sheriff that I absolutely love serving as sheriff. I've put my entire soul and effort the last 4 years into this, and we've had some huge, significant accomplishments.
All right,
well,
let me stop
office.
You for a minute because we have to take a break. I'm
you
getting
got
our
it.
Signal.
Yep.
We're going to come back to those accomplishments in a minute.
Okay.
Talking with Sheriff Paul Babiou. This is Dennis Wolinchek and Jack Wolinchek on Legalese.
Car overheating? Didn't pass emissions? Just plain tired of it? Donate it, running or not, to Catholic Charities. It's tax deductible and pickup is free. Call 866-688-GIVE. That's 866-688-GIVE.
Every day is a holiday in Healthy Habit Health Food Store, 6029 North 7th Street. Tune in to Healthy Health Call discussing the latest breakthroughs of integrative medicine. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. and call with your questions, 602-266-1000. Discover world-class physicians, medical researchers, Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and testimonials from our patients and consumers of natural products. Call 602-266-1000.
Did you know that more than 65% of corporations on the New York Stock Exchange are using barter? In fact, more than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Think you know barter? Think again. With Premier Barter, the Valley's fastest-growing and most business-friendly barter company, you can gain access to a network of more than 40,000 companies. Through Premier Barter, you can expand your customer base and generate barter dollars, which can be spent through hundreds of companies locally and thousands of companies nationwide. Almost anything you can think of, things you're currently buying for cash, can be acquired with barter. Visit www.premierbarter.com. It will be the best business decision you ever make. 602-470-8020. That's 602-470-8020. More than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Call Premier Barter today. That's 602-470-8090. PremierBarter.com.
Hey, I'm Don McDowell. Join me every Sunday morning, 7 to 9, for Shake, Rattle, and Troll, Arizona's only exclusive fishing show. A look at local, regional, national tournaments, recreational fishing, freshwater, saltwater, and beyond. Shake, Rattle, and Troll is brought to you by Bill and Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Sunday morning, 7 to 9, right here on KFNX 1100.
I try to sleep, they're wide awake, they won't let me alone. They don't get paid to take vacations, so let me alone. They spy on me, I try to hide, they won't let me alone. They persecute me, they're the judge and jury on it.
Well, we're back. It's Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, every Wednesday. Legalese, Dennis and Jack Wilinchek, and always talking to interesting people. Today, we're pleased to be talking in studio with Sheriff Paul Babiou from Pinal County. And, Sheriff, just before the break, you know, we were talking about how you've been pilloried by the so-called press in this right. town. I won't get started on that issue, but... I asked you, and you know, whether you'd be treated the same way had you been a Democrat. I think the answer is pretty obvious. But, I mean, in this day and age, for them to come out with stories about your sexual orientation, I mean, for God's sakes, haven't we been through this? I mean, nobody questioned Janet Napolitano when she was in office. I mean, who cares, really? You know, you're doing your job.
And she denied it.
And she denied it, of course. But...
I've never denied it.
Right, right.
And that's where here I've been honest and forthright the entire time.
Right.
And it's not even whining. Hey, I'm big enough to take it.
Yeah.
It's like, bring it.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand on my performance,
right.
and I'm going to stand on my record of accomplishment. Because in the end, that's how every woman and man in America should be measured. As the individual, not personal private business that doesn't matter, and that's all they're talking about. That's all they have.
Well, that's right. And frankly, to go into somebody's family and stuff like that is pretty obscene as well anyway, regardless of what orientation you have. It's not relevant unless they can show some relevance, and they didn't show any relevance. Well, on the other hand, they destroyed your congressional campaign pretty much is what you're saying.
Well, we had other issues, countless launched partisan attacks by – the county attorney, by the county manager in my county, because as you mentioned in my bio, I was the first Republican ever elected in the history of Pinal County since 1875. And there's an election here. So they know, as the top elected official, the sheriff and the county attorney, that my God, we have to harm him if we're going to stand any hope, because our county is turning Republican. And we're going to have what you're going to see is a tidal wave that's going to envelop all of these elected offices in my county. We have Lando Voiles that is going to win.
Yeah, let me interrupt you. Let's talk about this for a minute. For one thing, the little I know of Pinal County, my understanding is that the Board of Supervisors, which was consisting of three people now, apparently there's going to be five. So that's maybe positive. But my recollection of history is that they were always antagonistic to you. And that was pretty obvious just from even a casual observer's point of view. They blocked your efforts to get equipment and so forth, derided your deputies, basically called into question, you know, your call for safety as if they knew better.
Right.
I mean, that was pretty obvious even to somebody living up in Maricopa County. And by the way, this show does go through the state. But having said that now, I think it was pretty obvious to people that it was political in nature.
Right.
So I don't think that's any surprise to anybody. Now, let's talk about where you are now and where you're going in the future. You said the county attorney. Who was the county attorney?
Jim Walsh.
Oh, Jim Walsh. That's right. And so he's a Democrat.
Yes.
And your relationship, it sounds like, has not exactly been great with him from what
No.
I'm gathering. Okay. All right. I think I remember some.
Yeah. This is the same guy who said that Senate Bill 1070, he believes, is unconstitutional, won't withstand a challenge. And this is as my deputies were about to start enforcing. Remember, it didn't get stayed until right before. We were about to go and enforce the law on this. And if we've got our attorney who's saying that it's not constitutional, my God, you know, this is the guy who's going to represent us and prosecute cases.
Well, in fairness, Jim Walsh was always a political operative, right?
Yes.
A former Democratic legislature. Even when I was a Democrat,
oh, yeah.
I remember him being very active in the party politically.
He was appointed. He
yeah.
never got elected.
Right.
And he got elected unopposed when I was elected as the sheriff.
What was he, chief of staff to Goddard?
Goddard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the most unpolitical person
right.
I can think of either. So you've got him. And now Lando Voiles. Let's talk about who he is and what you guys are doing. Because there's a story that was floating
yes.
around up here that you two gentlemen were teaming up, so to speak.
Right. We
tell
are.
Tell. And you were being criticized for that.
Oh, I know. And this is where we actually – and I told Lando – Voiles, I said, look, embrace this, because what they're doing early is they're giving you name ID. They're giving you credibility.
That's true.
Walsh is making some critical errors politically to engage you in the early part of the summer. And I mean, it was the headlines throughout my county. So everybody knows now who Lando Voiles is. If the election were held right now today, I believe Lando Voiles would win.
Probably
this
more
election.
Name recognition.
He has better name recognition. Jim Walsh is retired on duty. This is a guy where the last 2 years, 2011, 2010, before that, 61% of violent felons
right.
have either received plea deals for probation or have not been prosecuted whatsoever,
yeah.
then let off scot-free. This is unacceptable. Not regular felons. These are violent felons.
Well, now let me ask you about this
yes.
To go on for another minute. You know, of course, I've represented the sheriff up here on
yes.
cases in the past. You know, you have to have a close relationship with the county attorney. I mean, that's critical. A lot of people criticize that, but that's just obviously critical. Now,
yes.
if you don't have that relationship with the county attorney, then you have to go to the attorney general.
Right.
And in this case, it would be Tom Horn.
Tom Horn.
But in my experience, it's not as effective because
right.
of the distance and so forth. So having a good relationship with the county attorney is essential. Most people don't understand that. It's not to be an adversarial relationship.
Right.
Otherwise – the criminals win.
You're right, Dennis. We need to push in the same direction.
Right.
And when people think most of the time when a cop arrests a suspect and develops a good case, especially on serious cases, that they think, oh, wow, justice is being served. That's not even half of the legal process.
Right.
And in fact, what can be many times most important is the prosecutor in their role, because once we hand over a case to them,
right.
we have nothing more to do with it unless they further a case and say, hey, detective, deputy,
right.
officer, I need this information. They've got investigators of their own in their office. And when you see so many cases, and here's the difference, Lando Voiles prosecuted in 1 year almost as many cases as the entire county attorney's office in Pinell County. With 44 prosecutors, he has almost the same number of cases that went to trial.
Mm.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
And what's happening is now Pinell County is a breeding ground.
There's tremendous discretion the county attorney has.
Tremendous power
right.
and discretion. Discretion
right.
is – it sounds like this is power. And what it does is it undermines the rule of law. And when criminals get off,
yeah.
it sends the wrong message.
Right.
There's no consequences. Victims are denied justice. And what do you think my deputies feel when two of every three serious cases, felonies, violent felonies, nothing happens? You think my deputies scratch their head? We just did training about strangulation cases. And the instructors came to me and said, Sheriff, I've got some troubling information. I said, Jim, what could that be? I said, you were just doing training. He said, Sheriff, we've done four training sessions. Every one of these training sessions broke out as like a little town hall. And your deputies were saying that, why are you giving us more information when all that's going to end up
right.
is there's no prosecution
right.
on strangulation?
Right.
When the protectors in our community have no faith in our justice system and the prosecutor's just going to just no likelihood of conviction and the case is dismissed, This is what's happening.
Yeah, of course, you know, I totally agree with that. The other side of the coin, I guess, is that, as was the case with Sheriff Arpaio,
yes,
possibly, and with Andy Thomas, you know, they could get almost too cozy, too, and proceed to basically, you know, not consider all of the possibilities out there,
well,
which you just have to guard against and have good judgment on. But
be professional. You shouldn't have a hostile relationship.
I think the big difference, and we're going to take a break in a second,
yes,
but I think the big difference for our listening public is Andy Thomas used to work in my office,
yes,
by the way, a brilliant guy, a Harvard law, mm-hmm, grad, but he didn't have that prosecutorial background and experience. He'd never tried a case. So that's, to me, was the big difference. So
right,
the sheriff really had a lot of influence on him, and he really didn't know how to respond back. That's my take on it. Whereas in your situation, Lando Voiles is an incredibly experienced guy, from what I understand.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, nearly 10 years of putting bad guys, the most, yeah, violent felons, murderers, rapists, kidnappers, in prison.
Yeah.
He's had death threats against him. Yeah. This is a
guy. I
think
that's a big difference there.
He and his wife, Tiffany, and their two daughters live in the city of Maricopa. And what we're going to see, and I'll talk to you about,
okay,
the politics of it after, but he stands an excellent shot to win.
All right. Well, again, you know, we wish him the best. And maybe, Jack, maybe we should ask him to be on the show.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if he'll be good enough to be on the show.
I'm sure he would.
Give him an opportunity to be out there. Basically, I want to talk when we come back in a minute about your tour of duty in Iraq, what your experience in the military was. We had, by the way, Martha McSally on a couple
weeks
ago. She was fantastic, by the way.
I've met her. She's a dynamic leader.
She's an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she talked about her military experience and background and why it was important in terms of leadership. So I want to get your take on
absolutely
that and talk to you about your background in that regard. So,
and I want to tell you about an award that we're receiving at the end of the month in Washington, D.C.
Okay. We will talk about that. Chet is giving me the little sign, so we're going to come back after this news break in just a few minutes.
Radio, I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. There's a victory in Pennsylvania for supporters of a tough new voter ID law in court backed by Republicans. NBC's Pete Williams.
What the judge said today, this is a state court judge, is that even though Pennsylvania can't document any problem in the state with in-person voter fraud, which is what photo IDs are intended to get at, nor could the state show that it's going to be a problem this fall, nonetheless, the judge said he's not convinced that even if this law is enforced, it's going to disenfranchise either immediately or eventually, inevitably, a large number of voters.
Police are investigating a shooting today at the conservative Christian group Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. A security guard was wounded in the arm. There's word that the gunman was carrying some kind of materials related to the restaurant chain Chick-fil-A. That restaurant chain was in the news recently after a top executive voiced opposition to gay marriage. It is not known if the shooting was related to that.
This is Arizona News Radio. A Maricopa County jury convicts Michael Jacks of driving a dump truck while on methamphetamine in 2010 and killing four motorcycle riders.
The jury duly impaneled and sworn upon our oaths to find the defendant, Michael John Jacks, on the charge of manslaughter, Daniel Lewis Butler, as follows. Guilty.
Senator John McCain optimistic about Arizona's recovering housing market, but he says he's not as thrilled about the chances for the rest of the country.
Between now and the few weeks that we're going to remaining in session in September, I don't see a lot of pressure for movement. I don't see movement on anything.
State Treasurer Doug Ducey opposes Prop 204, proposed 1 cent permanent increase in the state sales tax.
We don't need the money. You know, in my role as state treasurer, I can tell you we have $1.2 billion in the operating account.
Peoria police looking for help identifying suspects who ripped off a daycare center.
These toys are very large.
Georgetown, Arizona News.
This check of your Cave and X traffic once again is service of the 99 Cent Only Store. Look for an accident eastbound I-10 at 48th Street. Also, you're going to find that fender bender 75th Avenue north of Thomas. And we still have that accident in the clearing stages, 7th Street at Broadway. Looking for the best deals on dorm essentials? 99 Cent Only Stores has assorted food storage containers, kitchen basics, and laundry baskets for only 99.99 cents each.
Here's your forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. After that good rain last night, we'll take a break tonight for monsoon activity. However, we'll have some scattered in and around the central and southern deserts. Highs tomorrow 105, but with increased cloud and moisture content, Friday we're only 100. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently here in Midtown, we're 96 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. I'm Jed Reynolds, and you're up to date.
For your organization or business to survive in these challenging times, you'll need cutting-edge information. The Keylight Company is a psychological business consultation firm. Keylight offers executive coaching, organizational development, seminars, ghostwriting services, and public speaking. Mention KFNX and receive a 20% discount. For business consultation, call the Keylight Company today, 323-935-5775. That's 323-935-5775.
I have the answer. Call me for this link and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient-dense, locally grown produce and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma culture is our name and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601, 602-762-2601, 602-762-2601.
The Lars Larson Show is on the air.
Irreversible changes are being made to the way we produce energy and the way that we live. Right now, we're going to take a perfectly good electric generating plant called Boardman that runs on coal. They're going to shut it down 25 years before the end of its useful life. When you do that, that is a cost to ratepayers of hundreds of millions of dollars to take that resource and throw it away.
Tune in to the Lars Larson Show, late nights on KFNX.
Yes, Billy Joel. You know, I got to tell you, Jack, that when I was in Houston visiting with a relative of ours, I didn't know this. A cousin of mine, it turns out that he wrote a song for Billy Joel when he was a young man. They grew up together in Long Island. And anyway, it's called An Angry Young Man. And so he saw Billy Joel, he told me, about 15 years later. And Billy Joel immediately recognized him and, you know, came up to him. And the first thing Billy Joel said to him was, "You want money, right?" And he said, "No, I don't want money. I'm just glad you were able to do the song and everything else." He said Billy Joel was a nice guy. So anyway, it's kind of funny. An Angry Young Man. But anyway,
so did you bring that up because the relation that
well,
you
there was
saw,
Billy Joel that was just on,
or the angry young man over?
Oh yeah, actually, you know, the truth son. Of the matter is, and I think my wife's listening, but the truth of the matter is, I brought it up because my cousin is an angry old man now, and so when he said that he wrote this song called An Angry Young Man, it all clicked into place, and I realized, you know what, that didn't happen overnight.
Right.
Yeah, he's been an angry man a long time. All right, well, let's get back to Sheriff Paul Babiou and talking about you now. Sheriff, I want to ask you point blank.
Yes.
If I'm a voter and I'm undecided, and I ask a lot of people this question, why would I want to vote for you as opposed to anybody else that's running? Give us your best shot at why.
Performance and results. And I can tell you that we have cut emergency response times in half. Mm. And this is a Herculean task. We have the same amount of staff as when I took over as sheriff. In fact, a few less.
Right.
And we've been able to get to emergencies faster. If you're calling 911, the first thing you want is that cop to show up.
Right.
We to go from on average in Pinal County, because remember geographically our county is
huge.
Larger
yeah.
than three U.S. states,
right.
larger than the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
So it used to take 14 to 18 minutes on average.
And what you mean by that, just so the public is aware of what
yes.
we're talking about. Your jurisdiction is countywide. Of course, there are city police
oh,
departments,
yes.
but in Pinal County in particular, they're far apart.
And what's different about Pinal County, which goes – it's sandwiched in between Tucson and Metro Phoenix. So
right.
we're Maricopa, Casa Grande, Eloy, Coolidge, Florence, Apache Junction, Gold Canyon, Santan Valley where I live – the entire Copper Corridor from Superior down through Kearney, Mammoth, Oracle, and Saddlebrook.
Now, do you just have north of satellite offices in these?
We have nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is more than half of the citizens of Pinell County live in unincorporated areas.
Right.
So this is where a deputy would show up. That's important. Not only do we get there
far
quicker.
Time.
In where I live in Santan Valley, there's 85,000 people that live there. It's unincorporated.
Yeah.
We make that the highest priority. If there's a man with a gun, a head-on collision, somebody just drowned, we're there in 3 to 3.5 minutes. That bests the time of Tempe, Chandler, Mesa, Metro Phoenix. We have leapfrogged ahead in terms of not just our response time, but in the training. Our deputies weren't even trained in first aid CPR when I took over as sheriff. Now they're not only trained in investigative techniques, report writing, and combative techniques, active shooter scenarios. Look at all these scenarios.
You've taken the department to a whole other level.
To an entire new level, and it's evidence, not just because I'm saying these things, it's evidence in our recognition. We have brought the heaviest hand of enforcement against the drug smugglers, the Mexican cartels, in the history of our state. In October of this past year, we're talking 8 months ago, the largest drug bust in the history of Arizona took place in Pinell County.
Amazing.
And it's against the Sinaloa cartel. 76 individuals were arrested, 108 guns confiscated. These weren't just handguns. These were scoped rifles, AK-47s. Two of these guns were from Fast and Furious. And this was a $2 to $3 billion with a B. dollar operation over 4 years of trafficking, and we smashed this with the help of other law enforcement partners. And I'm sending Detective Rimmer out later this month to Washington, D.C. to receive an award from no other likely fan or suspect than Janet Napolitano's Homeland Security. So this is what we call a clue or evidence in law enforcement.
I read today she may be coming back.
Not to Arizona, that the border is not more secure than ever, as she often claims, because how in the heck do we have the largest drug bust in the history of our state just now?
Yeah, I mean, there's like a tunnel found a day lately.
What have we done with this money? We're using it, the criminal money, RICO money, seized money, and we're reinvesting it to support crime victims.
All right, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Why – if that's how many people are running against you now, and they're Republicans?
I've got 6 or 8 or 10.
And they're Republican.
I have 3 Republicans.
3 Republicans, yes. And 3 Democrats have announced.
Two Democrats. Yeah, and an independent as well.
Right, which is a lot, really, for a sheriff's race.
Yeah. Try going in these debates. I've been in 15 debates. I just don't have to argue against one person. Honest to God, I wish the Democrats would just fight themselves. Every person is trying to push the other guy aside to get a punch in at me. It's like quite
well,
a battle.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, what is the deal? You have, as you say, a stellar record. I've not seen anything negative. So what are they all pumped up about?
It's turned deeply personal. Mm-hmm. And it's a real – and what I'm going to love is on election night, August 28th, that I'm going to be able to talk about the people who know me best, the families, the voters in Pinell County, the 400,000 residents who I have proudly and been privileged to serve. We've produced for them. They know that at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is improved service and results. Not all this stuff that people – all these candidates love to talk about. They talk the entire debate about they've been married for 26 years, yeah, and they believe in God, and they go to church and family values, and I've tarnished the badge and all these. Look, I believe in God.
Of course.
I have my family. It's like all of these things. It's like –
that's the
they
best
have
they
no
got.
Vision. They have nothing
so
to talk
about. So they
basically
they think they smell blood in the water.
Yes,
which is typical of politics.
Right.
And without any real vision, it sounds like to me, they're just trying to go because they think that you've been damaged.
They think that I've been harmed.
Right.
And if you talk to some political pundits in Metro Phoenix, they think that I'm on life support. So little. You're going to see a shock come the 28th.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is typical. Yeah. That's why I hate politics. But anyway, getting back to it.
Yes.
In your situation, you've been out there. You shake hands with people. You talk to them.
Right.
You're a hard campaigner. What are you sensing out there? I mean, are you sense any frustration with people about anything you've done? Or
people are upset. A lot of people, quite frankly, are upset that I left the congressional race, and they thought that I should have stayed in the fight. And I said, you know, that – The reason why I ran is because I truly believe that our country is on the on the edge of a cliff. And as somebody who cares deeply, who served our country in uniform my entire life in Iraq, has commanded 700 active duty soldiers, airmen on our border down in Yuma, I live there protecting our country. And I see that the essence of who we are is a free market, it's a capitalist society that believes in the individual, that our federal government has grown far too powerful, that when the federal government can sue Arizona, can attack us, can establish an 800 number for illegals to call on the cops and report us for racial profiling, that things are upside down and it's got to be stopped. And I truly believe that. And that's why I was running for Congress, to advance all the issues that I care deeply about as a law enforcement official. And a lot of people in my county are still upset for the fact that I'm, you know, not that they support me as a sheriff, but they felt that I should have continued.
Well,
you know,
the good news is, one thing I learned from my own personal experiences, the more these New Times and Republic writers write this kind of stuff, I don't know who they're selling it to, but a lot of people aren't buying it. And what you find is there's a backlash of other people who come forward and say, you know what, I'm sick of that.
You're right.
And so it actually in some ways helps you more than hurts you. And this is the truth. I just had this conversation with somebody, because just as many people are finding it totally offensive as to what they're doing. And it's part of, again, the degradation of our entire country as to what they're doing. Now, we've had about 2 minutes before our next break. And let me ask you again about the seminal issue that was out there on the border, okay? That's where you really became, I'd say, famous, right? Is there any progress on that? Have we seen anything positive?
Any progress that has been made, and this is where Napolitano and the Obama administrations attribute it to their efforts. Look at the economy. Look at the fact that there are towns in my county like Coolidge that have 21% unemployment currently. This is amazing. The fact our people don't have jobs. So the magnet is no longer drawing all these people in. We still had 123,000 illegals just in the Tucson sector. There's nine sectors from California to Texas. The Tucson sector, which is Pinell County and Maricopa and all the counties south, that's how many people were caught. That's a reflection of just one out of every possible three or more.
Is it getting better?
It's better than what the numbers were, but it's not attributed to their efforts. It's attributed more to the economy, more towards the efforts we have taken, not just in local law enforcement, but Governor Brewer, the legislature. They've done a fantastic job.
By the way, completely off the subject, but right before we take our break, did you hear this morning, I heard on the news that apparently some guys who were involved in the capture of Osama bin Laden are now claiming that President Obama was taking undue credit for this
I didn't hear that, but that was obvious. You know,
yeah, it seems like they take credit for anything good that happens. Anything bad that happens, it's always the Bush administration, right?
Here we're at the end of his four-year term, and it's still Bush's fault.
I agree. All right. Well, we're going to come back talking with Sheriff Paul Babiou, who's running for sheriff in Pinal County against some candidates. And we're on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Jack and Dennis Wolinchek, and we'll be back just a few minutes after this break.
Lock it in. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
So, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
When today's veterans come home, they are thanked and honored for their service, and rightly so. But for the veterans of the Vietnam War, there was no hero's welcome. Far too often they were disrespected, ignored, or simply forgotten. Never again. The Education Center at the Wall will preserve and display photos, letters, and memories of Vietnam veterans so their stories and service will never be forgotten. Help us build it. Visit buildthecenter.org.
What we know here is that Scott Walker defied the elites, frankly, in both parties. Numbers, in the end, embraced by the people, will redound to the Republicans' benefit. And the fact that we are living under this crushing debt on a national level is a devastating fact.
Laura Ingraham, morning 6 to 9, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
All right, well, we're talking with Sheriff Paul Babiou from Pinal County, who's running for re-election and has racked up some pretty impressive credentials. I mean, your jail is what? Nationally accredited?
The only jail in our state. And so Sheriff Joe's pink underwear has nothing on us.
Yeah.
We had 596 criteria that we are assessed on for national jail standards, everything from security to programming to health care to food services to laundry, you name it, we're tested on. We didn't score that what you need is a 95 in the major categories. We scored a perfect 100.
Wow.
We are the exemplary jail. And in fact, it costs us $19 million to run our 1,500 inmate jail. We bring in revenue almost eclipsing $15 million. It's almost a revenue neutral operation.
Yeah.
It's unheard of for a jail. So I'm a fiscal conservative. And I've created additional work crews, not just for four work crews for men, but for females. I'm an equal opportunity employer when it comes to that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, as I understand it, you have a youth explorer for the United States?
Yes. Our post 1875, which is – it's a leadership program basically for young women and men 14 to 21 – and they're trained and mentored by our deputies and our detention officers, and they learn law enforcement tactics. They compete statewide. We won the statewide competition this past year. We beat MCSO, Phoenix, Tempe, Chandler, Mesa, and then we sent them to the national conference in Colorado. Lorenzo Teruya, who's 18 years old, just graduated from Poston Butte High School, he was nominated by me to be the Explorer representative, and he, out of hundreds of people, was selected as three of the finalists.
Nationally.
Nationally. He had to give a speech in front of 2,000 of his peers in Colorado. He did that, knocked it out of the park, and he was elected for the next 2 years as the National Youth Explorer representative for the entire country. I'm so proud of him and our post.
Yeah.
We also, this year, Karen Karchner, who's one of our fine DOs, detention officers, was selected this year for the Detention Officer of the Year for the entire state by all 15 sheriffs. And I use that. This Sunday, I went into our jail briefings at 6 a.m., 1:30, and 8:30. And just to hold her up as a shining example and to also say to the women in law enforcement that here is a woman breaking through in a male-dominated profession and saying that not only she can do what all the guys do, she does it to the highest level of performance of everyone.
Do you get personally involved in the jail operations? I know, like up here, it's a lot of stuff is delegated by the sheriff.
This is one thing I learned as an Army officer, and I learned because as first being enlisted, that everyone in an organization and respect only what the leaders inspect. If I care about something, trust me that the people in my organization understand that, and they ensure that these things are taken care of. So I hold my leaders accountable, but I also, separate and apart, when I first became sheriff, I started to go in on all the major holidays, Christmas, New Year's, July 4th, in the jail, just walking around. And my commanders were like beside themselves thinking, you know, sheriff, I need to be there. They were bumping into each other like trying to – I said, look, you are never allowed to come with me again. I'm coming by myself. I'm walking around, and I'm talking individually.
Observing.
I don't want you there.
Yeah.
And I would learn – I'd come away with pages of notes – in improvements from the line staff.
That is fantastic. You know, one thing I'm always railing on about is I say, why don't CEOs of companies ever use their own products? Because if they did, they'd realize how frustrating it is to take off a cap on something. You know, do they ever use their own products? I always ask this question. You actually get in the jail and you actually walk around, and not just for a publicity stunt, but to actually see what's going on.
I've never taken the press with me. And in fact, I've gone on not only countless ride-alongs. I've got my own unmarked car, and I'm always uniformed. And, you know, I have obviously law enforcement authority. I give that to every deputy. But I jump and I ride shotgun with a deputy. Say Jack is a deputy, and I'd get in. He'd be nervous as heck for the first half hour. But as we get talking, I said, look, man, I'm your backup.
Right.
I said, if something goes on, you look at me as another deputy. You're the deputy in charge, and I'm here to help you.
Right.
And I would learn so much all the time about issues, about leaders, about concerns that they have, if there's technology or equipment issues.
Yeah, I
think
you got to be right there with them, don't you? I mean, you can't just rule from some
ivory
tower.
And this is where our staff for the last 5 years, and I'm not whining here, but they haven't received a raise or a cost of living adjustment or a step increase for 5 years, longer than I've been the sheriff.
And they're dedicated.
And so what I do is try to motivate them, appreciate them, hold them up, and praise them when I get the chance. We hold annually, we have D-backs night, day at the ballpark, and we buy 1,000 to 2,000 tickets to have staff and family members. While there's always a shift on as deputies and at the jail and our dispatch and all those other offices, but we take them out. We have our honor guard present the colors. We pin awards, medals on the chests of our deputies and detention officers in front of 30, 40,000 people. Why do I do that? Because I want them to feel the pride in their acts of heroism, their valor, their Purple Hearts, the life-saving medals in front of their family, in front of the public that oftentimes see us in law enforcement as the heavy-handed enforcers of law. And we're more than that.
Right.
We are the protectors of our families. These men and women are heroes every day that put their own safety on the line, to put their own lives on the line. And it just – I could not be prouder to be the leader of these 700 men and women.
Well, okay, we've got just a few minutes, but I do want to ask you two things.
Yes.
One is I want to ask you about Fast and Furious since you raised it earlier, because we've been following this on the show regularly and are appalled by what's going on.
Yes.
And the second thing is about who is running against you now and who are these people. So you've got three Republicans. Let's start with that. Who are these folks? I mean, I don't care about their names necessarily, but what's their background?
Well, one guy ran against Sheriff Joe two times already. So he said, well, if the sheriff's race is open, I'm going to move to Pinal County and run.
So he just wants to be a
sheriff. Shopping. Right. And all three of my opponents, and this is where I really have been restrained because some very nasty personal things have been said about me.
But I think
every
it's a
one
fair
of the
question
15
for me
debates.
To ask what their backgrounds are.
Clearly. The issues that they raise have nothing to do with my job or being sheriff.
But who are they again? I mean, what is their background? Why do they
well,
think they can
all,
do a better
all
job?
Three of these people, and this is where one debate I raised this, two debates I raised this, I said, because I had enough. And I point behind me and I said, how many people are behind me? And there are six of them, including the Democrats, including the independents. Five of the six of them have been fired from their job. Two of my Republican opponents have declared personal bankruptcy as recent as a year ago. One of them for $1.2 million.
It's outrageous.
So how can they sit in judgment of me on matters that have nothing to do with my elected office when they can't control their own finances, have been fired, one of these guys, two times from law enforcement for very serious, egregious violations? So
their position is you can't talk about that, but they can talk about your
exactly.
Extra.
And I've been – you know, I want to talk about my record and what we've done. Because the record does speak for itself. When you can cut response time in half, when you can provide this level of training to our staff to ensure that they're set up.
And leadership.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk in the time we have left. If we have more time, that's great. But let me ask you about this whole Fast and Furious thing and your take on it. Because, you know, as I said, we had people on the show right from the outset of this, and we saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's come out now with going after Eric Holder, I mean, this is a disgrace, isn't it? That in any other administration, he would step down, but not in this one.
Well, that's what I learned in the military the day I went to Fort Benning, Georgia as a private, and I learned all the way up through the ranks that the leaders are responsible in the end. Even if you didn't know, you should have known. and what should have you what should have you done to ensure that this situation
Well, and then when you do know, what do you do about it?
You take action. And now
Richard Nixon was turned out of office for these kinds of activities, but somehow it doesn't apply again.
Here's the difference. People died here. This wristband I wear is for Brian Terry. He was murdered in our state, a Border Patrol agent, a brother of mine, was a police officer, served in the Marine Corps.
Needlessly.
Two guns, and now I'm understanding there's a third gun that they haven't even released this information, were used to murder him. These were the guns that were facilitated through straw purchasers, not in New Mexico, not in California, in Arizona. 2,000 firearms, high-powered weapons, including 35 50 caliber sniper rifles, through our own ATF and Department of Justice.
Irresponsible.
And everybody's pointing fingers at one another saying, we don't know. Hundreds of people in Mexico have been killed. Who's going to be held accountable? We still don't know who approved this.
Well, apparently we're not going to find out anytime soon either. But I do want to say this before we have to run. Sheriff Paul Barbeau, thank you for coming in studio. It's been a pleasure to have you, Jack.
Thank you.
We will follow the campaign, the election.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll win. And I'd love to have Lando on as well, maybe
even
with you, and talk about your joint
campaign.
We're
the Law and Order team.
The Law and Order team. Okay, folks. We'll talk to you next week at 4 to 5. Michael Savage will be up in a few minutes after this news break. This is Dennis and Jack Wilinchek on KFNX 1100 Independent Talk Radio.
My name is Dr. Nicholas Messina. Are you being affected by the current health and financial crises? 3 out of 4 of all doctor visits are related to stress. More than half of those visits are due to financial stress. I am offering an opportunity to address both problems. I am seeking committed, coachable individuals who want to take control of their health and finances. For more information, call 1-800-476-6216. That's 800-476-6216. Thank you.
Now at the Home Depot, get 12-month special financing on central cooling systems of $299 or more. The installation will be backed by the Home Depot, so you know it will be done right. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT to schedule a free in-home consultation. A more comfortable home in the Arizona summer begins with special financing on central cooling systems. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Neil Bortz, weekdays 10 a.m. to noon, KFNX News Time. It's 5 o'clock.